I'm Desi DiNardo, and I'll be reading from my new book of poetry titled The Plural of Some Things, published by Guernica Editions. Rainbird in the Annex. I make my way to McEwen's salient red door to catch some remnants of her, a faint scent lifting into old familiar skin, her unbendable pronounced lightness absorbed by sky, deliquescent words lost to the sun, her cordless poetry smothered by wind. I float on, forgetting why I came, and become caught in Atwood's wide-brimmed hat. I nestle in and burrow seeds, surrounded by other flight. Canadian Moose. Florence loves to smile from her bald, toothless head. Her thick, fleshy body pushes out against constricting clothes. She waddles in and out of stores, looking at clerks. Her jelly smile rests on you for a moment, then, without deliberation, sinks quickly back into its asinine grin. Volatile, catapulting threats, mocking you with her eyes, she disarms you. Wanton streetwalker of a time long ago, she now sails proudly through the crowds, flashing her low, deep, fatty chest, waiting for applause, wanting to be photographed. She is the moose you see strewn along Bloor Street, emblem of our city. She stands erect, taunting, parading her flag, claiming the streets, laughing at the silliness of it all. White Rain. On Saturday, the smell of head on the pillowcases, stranded in the air, fuses with the scent of a waning white rain outside the window. A lawnmower sputters a lewd song, spurring, seducing, absorbing in all its mechanical beauty. We listen with foreheads touching, whispering prayers under a blue, energetic sky, until all the foreign sounds slip away. Then your skin sinks quietly into silk, and we rock like this all morning, in a rhythm as careful and precise as the sea, laden with warmth from night's full sleep. Our bodies melt and drip like yolk. How thick and sweet your plight is, sapping out of limbs, quelling no such disguise. You trouble me again under the opportune faith of a yellow, fertile sun. We rise to the dawn. Father, I say, I bleed in the new language we speak. Poetry on Lake Simcoe. We were oceans apart when I met you, on my way to a blackened hell. You swept by me a wingless angel, and pulled me up to keep me from sinking. I sat on an invisible alley, stunned by your strength. You carried me to loftier dreams, while I scattered old, dead skin, like fragile snowflakes. Pale white shells floated down, lighting up the sky, and drifted from memory, like a cold winter song, skimming, dancing, flitting, as broken pebbles do. We smiled and wondered on whose tongue they would fall. Your Old Bath Water. What brought me to the green, lopsided fence, shuffling in clear plastic sandals, the sand particles with tiny rocks wedged nicely in the creases of my toes, was more than anticipation. The pensive pacing, the prying through the narrow slats. It was all I could do to escape your decisive cry. The wooden spoon left swirling in thick onion soups, and all the lentils in the world, a fine aroma of basil pinched from the soil, and the mint leaf dissolving on my fiery tongue. Lying on the steaming asphalt in the driveway, flat and open, I recall the grit, the cancelled sun, the venom of the wasp, in the tepid, opaque water, as I knelt without sign or cause, in the sanction of your love. Petals left by flowers. Why do petals left by flowers have this way of appearing at once whole, then, in some lights shorn, circling before they plummet, evicted by storms like the magnetic charge of bees to whirring hives, or paper swans in nosedive, the soft flurry of down, ultimately sequestered, collected into a fleet of small secret notes. We pass ourselves, white and mute, as stolen speech.